Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
Jim, it's Friday. Tick. It's September. Tick. It's the footy final. Tick. And tonight, my Cats play the Giants. Tick, 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 tick.
I'm not sure Fat's going to be able to concentrate today, so let's crank open the Rush Hour vault and relive the moment. We spoke to a climate change expert, and Bill made an absolute tool of himself.
He sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire. And Jim, don't forget, I'll have a Fruity Friday joke just for you.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
May 16, 2019.
We don't do this very often, but we're straightening up.
Yep.
And we're straightening up on climate change. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because this is being built up as the climate election. Of course, we've got the election coming up on the weekend.
Yep.
Some people will tell you it's a beat up, that it's nowhere near the most threatening thing to our planet. And then others will tell you that we are fast approaching Armageddon on the back of not taking climate change seriously. So we've got Dr. Martin Rice on to answer this question for us. Dr. Martin Rice, welcome to you.
Hi, James and Billy.
Very nice of you to come on. Thank you for that. So what is there scaremongering around this thing, or is it legitimately the most pressing issue we've got as a planet?
There's no doubt it is the most pressing, urgent threat that we're facing. So just have a look at what we're experiencing here in Australia. Australia's very much in the front line. So we're seeing more devastating heat waves and bushfires, drought conditions and storm surges. It's, the country's getting slammed big time. And I know you love your sport. So sport's been affected greatly in Australia. So we've already seen heatwave conditions at the Australian Tennis Open. We've had disruption with the Tour Down Under cycling.
Yep.
And of course, the social fabric of many rural and regional communities it revolves around sport. You can't play sport in heatwaves, drought conditions. And so these impacts really are upon us, and they're really urgent.
So, Martin, what would you say to people who, you know, the old-timers, who would say, it's been bloody hot ever since I've lived here and I'm in my 80s, and we've had heat waves and bushfires and drought all of my life, so why is it more now than ever? What would you say to them?
Yeah, well, sadly, climate change is accelerating and it's running away from us. So we are seeing much more severe, more intense heat waves. It's true, we have Australia is a land of drought and flooding rains, but they're becoming much more intense and severe. So, for example, we got the emergency and fire chiefs on board, and they really sent a strong commitment asking the Prime Minister and the federal government to actually tackle climate change effectively. So when you look at the federal government's performance, so you may have picked up I'm a Scot as an from the accent, and you know, I love football, and it's really painful to watch your national football team. We're absolutely rubbish. Now, if you were to look at the federal government here in Australia's climate performance, it's dire. It's absolutely dire. In fact, it's the biggest policy failure we've faced the past decade. It's the federal government seriously letting down Australians with its failure to act on climate change. So we've seen young kids take to the streets. We've seen the elderly angered. There's been surveys this week, and you know, over 81% of the Australian voters, they want action on climate change. They understand it's happening now.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Martin Rice on here, a doctor, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I did a bit of research there, Marty, and I read that the Earth has warmed by an average of 1 degree in the last century. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but that is a lot.
Yeah, well, that's right. With that 1 degree, as I say, here in Australia, we really have seen devastating consequences. So just ask the farmers that are in the drought conditions. That's what we see from 1 degree Celsius.
Yeah.
Just look at the tour dive operators and the tourism industry in Queensland from the devastating bleaching on the Great Barrier Reef. That's 1 degree Celsius.
Yeah.
Just ask the firefighters and emergency services that are dealing with heat waves and bushfires. That's 1 degree. Look on our pathway. with the current federal government and their climate policies, which are not credible whatsoever, not based on the science, we're hurtling towards a 3-degree world. So that really is devastating.
So, Martin, tell us this. What, have we got to stop driving diesel cars? What's the answer?
How do we
actually approach this properly?
Yeah, well, that's the really exciting thing. There's so many opportunities. In fact, when you look at in Victoria and South Australia and the ACT, these places are really ramping up renewable storage technologies. There are some of the major parties, the ALP and the Greens, have got strong electric vehicle policies to ramp up. So there are really exciting opportunities. And look, Australia, you know, they're known for being sporting legends and world champions.
Yes.
And Australia really has a fantastic opportunity as we decarbonize the economy to be a world leader when it comes to clean technologies. So the impacts are hitting us hard, but we really have a fundamental and a really exciting opportunity to tackle climate change and reap the benefit.
All right, Martin, we thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate you clearing it up a touch ahead of the election.
No problem.
Good on you, mate.
Bill.
Yes.
We need to address something after this. That's the most disgraceful.
What?
It might be the most disgraceful thing you've ever done. So we're going to get to a little break and then we're going to address it on air next.
Do you think it was? Triple M. It is the rush hour, JB and Billy. Oh,
we get a world expert on climate change to ring this station and tell us about the dangers, and you say this to him.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
We've got Martin Rice on here.
Yes.
A doctor, of course.
And then...
Head of research, Jim.
After you say to him that he sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire, you then call him Marty.
Well,
what do you think, he's Marty McFly or something? Just dropped in from Back to the Future.
Well,
what is wrong with you,
Dr.
Bill?
Dr. Martin Rice, and he wanted to be casual. And
so Marty.
Marty.
And he sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He does. Well, he did. You have a listen to Mrs. Doubtfire, Jim. Have a listen.
This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum.
So it sounds nothing like him.
No, when you do that, comparison. Okay. Poor old
Matty, but write that down, please.
I'll be voting this week,
Bill,
and a lot will have to do with climate change, Jim. A lot of it will have to do with that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketball player.
Oh, no.
James Brayshaw. Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour Friday podcast on the Listener app.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
A few things we need to discuss here.
Okay.
Firstly, the Cats and the Giants.
Yes.
Tonight, of course, the team will tear it to shreds. What about the lineup? Howie and the Duke, brilliant. The Chief in Chief-like form.
In good form.
Damo, of course. Nath Brown, Ash Chua, Tanya Armstrong will be on the boundary over there in Perth. That will be superb.
Yeah.
So who's winning this game?
Well, you'd think the Cats would win, Jim. I reckon the Giants were out on their feet last week. Yep. They just hung on.
They did, and they've also lost about four people from that game.
So. With injury and suspension. Yep. The Cats play all right at Perth. My mind goes back far enough.
Right,
yes, it does.
Good.
Joel Selwood's 333rd game, and that makes him... Boris Enright, most games ever played at the Geelong Football Club. So I would think, and you would think the Cats win this, because if they don't win this one, Jim, and they go out in straight sets, there'll be a bit of pressure under a few boys. Don't worry about
that. Well, rank outsiders, the Giants. I think in a few markets, they're out over $3. So and don't often get it wrong, the punters, when it comes to that big a discrepancy.
That's right.
So it's a huge ask for the Giants. I agree. I think the Cats will win the game, but they need to be better.
They need to be better
than they were.
Well, the heat was on last week in the kitchen, and the Cats had to get out of the kitchen, didn't they? They just could not cope with the heat last week, and they made silly mistakes.
Well, and that's the problem. Because they do move the ball slowly so they can defend behind the footy, it's a very well-known way they play, and it's worked for them really well. So that's not a criticism. That's just how they go about it.
Yep.
But then when you get blokes, when you're going slow, who then crap themselves ball in hand.
Well, under pressure,
Then you can end up in all styles.
And don't take the game on through the middle.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so you got Tui back. He will do that.
The other one's
Did
danger.
You say they record it? Perth is good.
I think it's been okay.
They've played six. They've won two.
Have they?
Yeah, and lost four.
Not great.
60%.
Must be the car park underneath.
Well, they don't like parking there, so they park out on the road there, Jim.
That must be it, yeah.
So the Cats win that one. Yes.
How much?
Oh, they win by 40.
40. Ooh, comfortable win. The Lions and the Dogs in Brisbane.
Very interesting game. Brisbane are the favourites here, Jim, but I like the Dogs. I reckon they found their mojo last week, their midfield. We know it's very good. They were back in town, and they were kicking goals with Aaron Norton, who we spoke to during the week.
Yep.
He's back, and then you got Flea Waitman up there. And I worry about who's going to kick the goals for Brisbane because they're going to go very small forward line. We think Joe Danaher, the only tall there. And they're going to rely on Charlie Cameron to kick five again. I don't know if he can. So I would think the Dogs
You're
win that one.
Upset.
Mm.
No, I'm staying with the Lions. I think it'll be a much tighter game than the other one. But because it's at the Gabba and teams very rarely go out in straight sets, so I think the Lions will prevail. And then we will see the Cats, Melbourne, and Brisbane, Port.
There's not many holes in the Melbourne footy side, and we'll talk about them next week more, but they haven't got many holes there, have they, really?
No.
And having said that, either at Port Adelaide, and they've had the week off.
Yeah, and they're both healthy.
Yep.
Yeah, hard to top them in a prelim. But anyway, let's wait to get there. But interesting games of football, Fat.
The Cats and the Dogs will win this weekend.
Saturday rub on tomorrow as well. And then a Saturday preview with Joey, Daisy, Simon Black and Kate McCarthy before the Saturday night game between the Lions and the Bulldogs.
Right, he's got the best resume ever as a pass player, Simon Black.
Oh, yeah.
You read it, Jim.
Unbelievable.
You just keep reading and reading and reading.
It's incredible. Mm. That's what it is.
Mm,
it is incredible. All right, have we got a fruity joke?
Yes, we have, James.
It's the Rush Hour Fruity Friday podcast, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out. And the Storm are going for their 18th win in a row.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And the world record is 19 wins.
World record.
Well, it is.
For an Australian comp.
Yep.
All right, nice one, Bill. Not a bad quiz.
Good,
even though it's not hump day.
No, that's just a little thing in the system.
And that's an idiot file, speaking of.
Right. So well done, Baz, there at Assumption. Good win. Well done, boys. My old school. I'm a Illumini, Jim, of course, from Assumption.
Illumini.
I am.
Well, Sean has decided to start a candle business in her third trimester, which is the timing's not ideal, but she wants something to occupy her and keep her busy.
Third trimester?
You know what that is?
Something maths?
Bill, you had four children.
Yes.
You don't know what a trimester is.
I never went through a trimester, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Is that the third stage of labour?
Yes. Right. Not labour. Pregnancy, you idiot.
Who will get to the 1,000 first, Buddy or the coronavirus in New South Wales?
Have a listen to Bill.
Who'd you hear that from, Bill?
Have a listen to
Bill. A theme or whatever it is doing the rounds. Meme.
Theme.
I got a good Friday Freddy one, Jim, but I'll wait. Karl Marx, Jim. Do you know who Karl Marx is?
Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Jim, all right, yes, please.
And Derek from Seaford. Decker.
Hello, Bill. It's actually Mark. I don't know where they got Derek from, mate.
It's not Decker, you dingbat.
Is it Mark or Derek?
Mark.
You spoke to Elliot just there.
PointsBet.
From PointsBet.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have reprised one of your great cock-ups.
No. Sydney Swans and the Giants. Is it the local derby or is it the Battle of the Bridge?
Oh!
Battle of the Bridge.
It's not that
Battle of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Bill, it's battle. Just slow it down a bit. You won't bugger it up. Battle. That's it.
Battle.
Like cricket bat. Battle.
Battle. Well, I know what it is, Jim. You're flop.
Well, why do you keep saying battle?
Well, if I say it really quick, battle it out. It's just... On a trip, I came across a gang of bikers who were hassling a young lady. Big bearded bikers. Tough bikers, Jim.
Bikers.
Bikers. Or I'll kick the crap out of the lot of you. St. Peter was impressed, Jim.
Why poor fat?
Well, I'm pigeonholed for being a idiot.
And
or
idiot,
fat.
Even. And Bill.
Yes.
The thing is, you pigeonhole yourself.
Jim, no.
Bill, the weather down, it is a magnificent place, Tassie, but by Christ, when the weather gets its eye in, it is bitterly cold and windy and wet. And
well, the North Pole or the South Pole or whatever it is.
There, not the North Pole, Bill.
Well, the South Pole, just right there, Jim. One of them.
And I want you to run us down where the Aussies are by way of medals.
Okay, the medal count, Jim, because we
said metal.
Medal. Yeah, Jim, get it right.
No interest or Hume.
No, it's a bit of Hume.
No Hume.
Just giving me the soup. It's actually Fats getting the soup.
Sans Hume.
It's what?
It's sans Hume. Without Hume.
Why do you say sans?
Well, because if you're speaking in French, they say
sans. Well, you're not French. You're not even French, you little French.
No!
But there's a lot of young guns on our team. Keldon Johnson's, he's a beast. Lonnie Walker's had some good, really good flashes, and I think that he's going to have a great year.
Oh, is that who that, Bill?
DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte Murray's.
Ukraine.
Yes.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan. Oh, no.
I was going to do not speak, rabbits.
What?
Go again.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
That's what is it? What is it, Jim?
Have a third go at it.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Anyway, they're ahead of Australia, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
Well, that's what I said 3-9. No,
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Then Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. Wow. Where's never? Are they over there somewhere, Jim? Azerbaijan. Turkey to the west.
And
Iran to the south.
And what's in the middle?
Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Golden
gold,
show.
Gold. We might do that later. We'll have an update.
Not yet. That's it.
Not yet, Rebs, because I want to see how Azerbaijan's gone. Now, Toby Green, Jim. Tell you what I do like, bud. I've taken an interest in my favourite new country, Jim. Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan. Yeah.
Azerbaijan, you just called it?
No, I didn't.
What did you call it?
Azerbaijan. Anyway, they're going okay. And I'm taking special interest in my friends. And so are all the Azerbaijanians. And I tell you what else they do. They love the jokes. You blokes give me nothing.
No, they don't.
They pass them on and float them on. Or
no, they don't.
What do you do?
Don't say anything.
Ford them on. There you go. Sucked in.
Ford them.
What else we got here, Jimmy boy? A bit of other footy, other news other than footy. Ben Simmons?
What it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of?
Azerbaijan.
Come on, Bill.
What's the capital?
Poobah.
It's Baku.
Baku. That was going to be another question. We thought these dummy bastards won't know what it is. So you knew it was Kabu.
It's not Kabu, it's Baku.
Baku, whatever.
Alex Baku.
Alex Baku. Anyway, Sargol.
Sargol hasn't even started.
It's goodbye in Azerbaijan.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
That's weird.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour Fruity Friday podcast, thanks to selfwealth.com.au.
Oh, now, Bill.
Put up the barriers or whatever you've got to say.
This week has been the worst for jokes. Well, the ones yesterday were just shameful.
The cloves? You didn't like that one?
No.
No.
And then the one before that, which we got rid of, was worse.
I don't know if we did. I think it went up, Jim.
We didn't put that to air.
Yeah, we did.
No, we couldn't have.
On the podcast, Jim. They love it.
No.
They love it.
This is the podcast. Yesterday went live to air. And that first joke you told, Rabs, I'm sure we edited Ethan, that out.
Are you sure?
I'm sure we must have.
No, we didn't, Jim. It went up.
Oh, no, Jules saying it went up.
88 likes.
None.
Loved it.
None.
That's not a lot, 88.
No. 8,800. You didn't let me finish, you dick.
8,800.
Right, let's go, because then we can all have a beer at home on our own.
Exactly.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy. Do you have to say sorry to anyone, or do we do that now?
Well, is it a bad joke?
No, it's a fruity one, Jim.
Right. Well, let's see.
Paddy. Oh, Paddy. Paddy rings his new girlfriend doorbell, Jim, with a big bunch of flowers. Oh, he's happy with himself, Paddy.
Mm.
She opens the door, sees the flowers, and drags him inside. She lies back on the couch, Jim, pulls her skirt up, rips off her knickers, and says, "This is for the flowers." "Don't be silly," said Paddy. "You must have a vase somewhere."
Oh. that's not appropriate.
Oh, Jim.
That's surely not she's even got in the ballpark of approach.
Got a vase where you can put the flowers.
Magnificent women in this office are sitting out there and are disgusted.
No.
Oh, what a pity.
What a pity, Toby.
Even the cleaners. The cleaners are in, Jim.
Never call us again, please.
And Queenie.
Charmin and Queenie.
Never call us again, please. Never in your life even think about it.
And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like...
Who?
Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
Wow. Oh, good finish, Bill. Good finish.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.